Hey, everybody. It's Steve at Hot Dog Profits. Today, we're talking with Joel Paprocki, owner of Paprocki Insurance and a founding member of the local Austin Food Trailer Chamber. How you doing, Joel?
Doing great, Steve. Thank you.
Now, Joel's a passionate supporter of the mobile food business and believes in the importance of eating local. So, Joel, why don't we get started by telling everybody how you got interested in the mobile food business in the first place?
Sure. Yeah, I started my insurance career in 2004 and initially focused on home and small business and auto insurance. But about 5-6 years ago, when the food trucks and food trailers started to really pop up in Austin, I was a big fan of those and loved eating at the food trailers, and soon realized how difficult it was for them to find insurance or good insurance or cost-effective insurance. So when I was approached by one to do insurance for them, I thought, you know, here's some way I can kind of give back to the community I'm passionate about.
Here at Hot Dog Profits, we deal mostly with hot dog carts. Why do mobile hot dog carts need insurance in the first place?
There's a lot of similarities on any mobile food vendor and hot dog carts specifically. There's a few different areas to be concerned with. The first one is just liability. Is a customer going to get sick from the food? Which is usually pretty straightforward. People think of that one, but actually the much greater risk is the premise of around where you're operating. So that can mean anything from if you're pushing your cart and you bump someone or damage someone's property to a customer buying from you, turn around and slipping and falling over the curb that you're next to, as well as if a customer were to, say, touch a hot grill while you're helping another customer and burn themselves. So the premise is the highest risk, not often thought of that way, but is. And then, of course, the property. So if a hot dog cart is stolen or it's damaged in some way, that's also a great risk to, you know, lose all that money you've invested in your equipment.
Exactly. I know that when we teach people how to find locations, one of the things that a landlord will always ask is, do you have insurance? So what type of policy would a hot dog vendor need, and how much coverage would they typically need?
Yeah, so that you mentioned, that's a good point. Insurance is often a cost of doing business, like you said, to work with others, landlords, et cetera. So the main core coverage would be that general liability that they're asking for. And the industry standard as far as the limits of coverage they need is to have $1 million, what's called per occurrence, and then $2 million total for all claims for the year, which is called aggregate. And then from there, depending on the value of your equipment, so if you have a $1,000 hot dog cart and you're okay risking that may be lost or stolen, then that's a choice. But obviously, if you have something more than that and want to insure against theft, vandalism, collision, et cetera, then you'd want to add coverage for that as well.
There is a program called Flip Program that a lot of mobile food vendors are used to seeing. How does your program compare to theirs?
That's one program we actually offer internally. So we do offer that program as well as a bunch of other ones. But they are, you know, it's the bare bones. The difference being is that they are 100% self-serve, meaning there's really no one to really answer your question, and the certificates are self-inputted. And in my experience, that just causes chaos because we do about 500 certificates a month. And they get very specific. So a certificate of insurance is a request by a third party you're working with. It could be a commissary kitchen, could be a landlord, an event, et cetera. And they will want to have their name listed on that certificate as a additional insured. Additional insured basically gives them coverage on your policy for your actions if you drag them into a lawsuit. So if a customer gets sick from the food, the attorney by default is going to sue the hot dog vendor plus whatever property they are on and just tie everyone in. So by listing them as an additional insured, you're protecting their interest on your policy. So you're basically saying, you know, the risk I bring you, I'll, you know, transfer that to my insurance company so that they're willing to do business with you.
So that's how you differ from programs like Flip Program, where you provide that additional level of service with the certificates.
Right. Yeah, we help review those contracts. We can advise and say, hey, you know, this coverage here they're asking for doesn't necessarily make sense for what you're doing, because a lot of those are copy and pasted, say, from the person that comes out there and does their sprinkler repair or fixes their roof, and they'll send you the same contract as a hot dog vendor. So we help navigate those. We keep a database of all the ones we send, and we process those 7 days a week on the insured's behalf.
So it sounds to me like you get a lot of customer service, a lot of support, and handholding whenever needed. So I think that's well worth it.
Correct.
Yeah. So you've been providing coverage for mobile food vendors for almost 5 years now. That's fantastic. You know what we're going to do? If you don't mind, I'd like to refer my readers and my students to you and see if maybe you can help them out with their insurance needs.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. And like I mentioned earlier, I'm a passionate supporter of local food and food movements. And so I love talking to small businesses and helping them with their insurance.
All right, perfect. Well, we're going to have a contact form, I guess. We'll create something where people can get in touch with you, and we'll just go from there. But Joel, I want to thank you for offering your services to me and my students.
Yep, thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, cool. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
Bye.